There's something different about our reality.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know for sure that we're not inside a virtual world right now?
In 2016, a video game entrepreneur put on a VR headset. No question it was a game, but he had the kind of experience that changes the direction of a life. He's built games downloaded millions of times. MIT computer scientist, Stanford MBA, venture capitalist, professor researcher at Arizona State University, where he teaches a course about simulation theory. His book, The Simulation Hypothesis, he argues that quantum physics, ancient Eastern mysticism, and the architecture of video games are all pointing at the same unsettling truth about the nature of reality, that it's not reality at all.
Yeah, well, I got interested in video games around the same time that I was learning to program because we had an Atari.
Well, you were writing story-based games. You weren't really writing shooters. You were writing story games.
So after MIT, I did enterprise software for a while, so I kind of went in this other direction, and it wasn't until I moved to Silicon Valley that I got back into games and into the game industry. I also invested in a small company that's now called Discord.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Which was a game company, actually. And of course, now Discord is huge. It's huge.
Sure.
One of the first VR headsets ever was by a guy named Ivan Sutherland back in 1968. And it was, you know, this big, giant thing that you put on your head that was connected, not just with wires, but physically connected. And they called it the Sword of Damocles. And I realized that there was a universal idea here, and I started to explore different aspects of consciousness.
What drew you to that?
I just thought, hey, if I can learn to meditate, I can be a better computer programmer. Then the more you got into it, the more you realized that it's not so much about that stuff, right?
You had out-of-body experiences with other people?
Using shamanic drumming. So I studied with a guy named Robert Moss, who wrote a book called Conscious Dreaming. So we would get into a group, somebody would do drumming, it's a certain beat. It's like a tut-tut-tut-tut-tut. And what it does, it's very similar to the binaural
beat. Oh, okay. Physicists will argue this can't be a simulation because to simulate all this material, all the consciousness down to the quantum level, you would need a simulation bigger than the universe itself. Mm. And my response was, that's not how simulations work.
Quantum mechanics has a thing called superposition.
Mm-hmm.
And the superposition says it's in multiple states.
Or in all states.
In all states. And so
At the same time.
It's a superset of all the possible positions. It's in a state of superposition, and then when it gets observed, it gets rendered. The rule of thumb there is only render that which is observed. That's just like how we build video games. The Mandela effect is when some subset of the population remembers a different version of some past event or some object in the past. And it's named after Nelson Mandela because some people remember him dying in prison back in the 80s. And of course, he didn't in our timeline, right? There's one Sufi imam. The esoteric reason he gave, he said that there are beings that are allowed to go back in time and change objects.
Oh.
But they are not allowed to change your memory.
I know these beings. Tell us about these.
These beings are called the Jinn.
The Jinn, yes. Yeah.
Now, it's very easy for us to think of multiple possible futures. We're not used to thinking of multiple possible paths. The past could also be in superposition. Okay, that's weird, because now we're saying that the past isn't fixed. There could be a simulated multiverse of multiple timelines. And so when we have difficult situations in our lives, whether it's financial, health-related, relationship-related, war, suffering, we can view it as a more difficult quest. Maybe the people whose lives are easy are the early players, and the ones who are having, the more difficult lives, maybe they're the advanced players.
I believe that.